Ooh, y'all. Episode 9, how my client landed 200 leads in 5 days. This is pretty insane. I've had other clients that have had these kind of results as well, but I'm going to walk you through exactly how we made this happen. Now, in the last episode, I reviewed for you how funnels should be built based on the macro or the micro problems that you are solving. Those micro problems in your offers that you're solving. So each offer represents a different micro problem you're solving. And our macro offer is our high ticket offer. So we're solving all the problems within one offer. So you're really working on the segmentation of your transformations. You can create what is my process for this based on your own transformations in your own life or business, as well as client transformations. So let's start with the fact that when my client and I started working together, she had the goal of landing school district clients. This actually evolved into wanting to also coach teachers outside of the schoolhouse. What was happening is teachers were saying, hey, I want to be developed and I want to grow in my practices as a teacher, but I don't want to go through funding at the school. I actually want to pay for this myself. Now, some of you might find this shocking, going, what? Teachers want to pay for their own coaching to improve their classroom instruction in out of their own budget. Absolutely, they do. And this is true in every industry, any niche. We often assume that people don't want to pay for our coaching services, but people are very eager to transform in the same way that you have. That's why my business has been so successful, because people watch me and they go, wow, I want to work less hours. I want to make more money. I want that life. And they see that I've created that transformation. Then they see that my clients have created that transformation. So they want that too. So what does all this tell us? We identified a macro problem that teachers were having. They wanted specific instructional support in their classrooms, but they weren't getting it from their school leadership team. So they turned to Instagram resources. So we created a mid-ticket offer membership for teachers to enroll in. Now, if you remember from the last episode, I talked about backwards design. So what did you just hear me do? We started with the end goal of the funnel. We want people to enroll in the mid-ticket offer. Okay, before someone enrolls in the mid-ticket offer, they're going to be getting an email sequence that warms them up to the idea of purchasing this mid-ticket offer. Now, prior to that, what happens? There's going to be a digital library that teachers can pay for. Okay, so this digital library of resources can be applicable, again, no matter the niche. It's under $100 because this edupreneur already had all of these resources created. Now, I bet you might be able to guess what happens before this digital library. They're getting an email sequence that's warming them up to the idea of purchasing this digital membership. Prior to that, they opted in to a freebie, which I call a clickable offer. And this is where she got the 200 leads. So as we planned out these offers, we started with the mid-ticket, we went backwards to the digital library, and then we planned the freebie. So what this does is it creates an alignment. This freebie is solving a specific micro problem. The digital library is building on the solving of that problem, that micro problem in the freebie, giving them more resources. And then if they want the option of doing it with, right, a coach, then they get the full macro problem solved. They get someone in their classroom, eyes on their instruction, helping them do all the things. That's the macro problem that's being solved. So what's fascinating to me about funnels is how we get the emails to sell the offers between the step that each lead is taking. These emails are helping the ideal client to visualize the transformation they're going to go through when that micro problem is solved. It's not about saying, hey, buy this, buy this, buy this, buy this. It's showing many different facets of how this problem can be solved and how this coach is the right person to make that happen. So we actually take each individual offer, which are the micro transformations, and we break these down into stories. Storytelling marketing is one of the trendy buzzwords of 2024. It is where we really illustrate how a specific offer can fulfill the desires of an ideal client while also simultaneously showing that we understand their pain points. So what ends up happening is you have 30 to 40 different taglines that are the topics of your emails that get your ideal client's wheels turning and going, oh, that's why I don't have this result. Oh, this is what I need to incorporate. Oh, but wait, there's something that can give me all these strategies and that can solve the reason why I haven't achieved XYZ. That's what pushes them over the edge to purchase the next offer in the funnel. This is how the nurture steps work for you. Nurture steps being email and social media. So then those taglines for the emails are recycled on social media and used as reel hooks or carousel post hooks. And this is the magic of funnel building, y'all. This is what brings in the leads. For us as teachers, we get this. You've got to think about your unit planner and your scope and sequence like a funnel. So your entire funnel is the scope and sequence, right? Then you're breaking that down into quarters, into units, into monthly goals, and into individual lesson plans. Those individual lesson plans are like those are your taglines for your emails. Those are your taglines for your reels and your carousel post. So we're solving these macro and micro problems by breaking down the transformations on a macro and a micro level. This is why my client was able to get 200 leads, because we ensured the alignment between her messaging, aka her sales copy for every single offer. And boom, people opted in because it directly spoke to how she can solve their problem for them. So if you're going, okay, Christina, you make this sound so simple. What if I want your support to do this? Fortify Your Funnel Academy is going to give you the tools to scale to $100,000 and beyond by building funnels just like what I described. The key number one determining factor of whether your funnel is going to convert is your sales copy. That's why the majority of my programming and what I teach you and give you templates for is on sales copy. You have got to speak to sell in a way that doesn't sound salesy, but that is also direct, authoritative, and transformative. So that's what my Fortify Your Funnel Academy is going to train you to do, as well as the mindset work that comes along with pricing your worth. If you want to sell in this way to school districts, dedicated to districts is the funnel builder that you will need. The difference between that and Fortify Your Funnel is dedicated to districts is going to give you the specific negotiation strategies to pitch live in front of a team of school leaders and put together customized proposals with customized pricing. The difference being that with Fortify Your Funnel, you are setting in stone your pricing. You're setting in stone your offers. When you're selling to districts, you're going to have to be dynamic and involve your high ticket offer to fit the unique needs of the school or district. So tap the links below if these funnel building programs are something that you are needing to take your business to $10,000 months plus. I cannot wait to work with you.
Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi six and seven figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.